3. Hey, what's up? What's up, boy? JT is on the mic, man. He got his co-host on here. What? Holla at your boy.
Hold up. You already know it's your boy Jose.
There he is, y'all. We back on again. King's at that table, man. King's talking, King's speaking. We're doing things.
Yeah,
you feel the fire, don't y'all? Y'all feel it. We got a good topic today. We want to sit down and talk about some things. I mean, some real things, some grown things. Some things
what
that makes people
about?
Say, you know, I want to talk about these men and how they deal with their kids.
Okay.
Spending time with their kids. Not always trying to chastise them or beat them. I'm talking about sitting down and doing some men thing with your boy or your girl. You know what I mean? I mean, getting out the house and trying to make their day your day. I mean, Jose, I know you can speak loud on that because I know you're a father and you have kids and you out there doing your thing. I know you're you into it with your kids, man. Share a little light what you go through, your day-to-day with just hanging with your kids is like.
Well, you know, my day-to-day is I'm always multitasking, you know, is it from dropping off from school, picking them up, you know, but a lot of fathers can't do that, you know,
true.
Fortunate, you know, I just thank God that I could do this,
yeah.
You know, I'm at a place that I could do this, so, you know, I take the time to pick them up, drop them off, and I look forward to it, they always do, too, because they ask me, hey, Dad, I'm riding with you, are you picking me up, or I'm catching a bus? I said, nah, I'm gonna go ahead and slide by and pick you guys up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that sometimes I'll be like, no, go ahead, catch the bus. Sometimes, you know, I'm a little tired. So, you know, I take my little nap sometimes. You know, you get a little certain age, you gotta
watch
take a little nap.
Watch out. Be nice. Can you be nice? You try to throw little slide punches just because I'm a little older, you know. You try me like that. but hold on, though. But wait. But, you know, I like that, what you just said. You know, you a little versatile. Sometimes it's all right. Let's go get them. Then sometimes, you know what? Y'all catch that means that I pay for you. Get on that bus and come on home. And so you can get that quality time with yourself too, right? You know,
right.
I think a lot of times, you know, when we start talking about men start getting that objective role. Like, man, you don't know. I work all these hours, whatever. We're not trying to put y'all down. So just because, you know, some people are able to do more than others through this conversation, don't feel that we're pointing fingers to anybody. We're just having a conversation. That's all. Go ahead, Jose. Continue on with after you left off it.
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, I'm thankful for that I could do that. So now I know all men can't do that, but just push a little bit, just try to strive into whatever you can do. So, you know, I take my son to football practice, then I take him to workout, personal workout, then I take him to the games, and I'm always there. Same thing with my daughters. I have boys and I have girls.
Right.
So what I do is I try to give them their own time throughout the day, whatever activity it is. My daughters, they do cheerleading, so I go and support them in their cheerleading, even though my son is not playing because they're at different age brackets. So, you know, I go support them.
Right.
Whatever they're doing. And even when it's with a business or something they got in their mindset to do, I promote it. I try to push them the most that I can. And that's what I try to do with my kids.
You know, and
I'm always there. So I'm always there trying to encourage them. Even when they feel like they can't do something, I always trying to push them the best that I can.
Excellent. You know, wow. You know, we could stay there all day and talk about that, you know, just being engaged in your kids, because I don't think most people know how important it is for your kids to have that father figure in their life. Now, I'm not saying, and this takes no credit away from what the women are doing, and the women, they got to wear multiple hats, or those men that have to work and get the grind in all the time, every day, every second. I understand that. But what I'm saying is that when opportunity presents itself, you have to take advantage of it. If I could be transparent with you all, and I believe that I can, I was one that worked all the time. Trying to make sure I provide for my kids and stuff like that. And I think some brothers out there can relate with me, because we don't have the type of job, or at least I didn't have the type of job when I was first had my first kid, that would allow me to spend that quality time like what Jose is talking about now. I had to make the money, and then, you know, whenever I had free time, I would try to make the best of that. But never did I not, you know, try to be home with them, try not to look with them, and try to do this. Now, other people may say different things, but man, I understand when you got to be the hustle, and you got to beat the ground and make it happen every day, that you can't go to the football games, the tennis games, and all that stuff. But I want to say to this, though, guys, just like you created them, man, you can make time, sometime out your busy schedule right. to be on. If you got to right. take a day off from work or take a week off from work, man, be about it. Or when you come home, man, make sure you get involved in them in some kind of way. Yeah, I mean, everybody don't have the perfect world, perfect day, perfect setting. Right. But the right. kid needs to know that when you can, you dare. Because I believe the best father figure and father representative and mentor and all that comes from when the kid realizes that no matter what, in their eyes, they are first. They're primary to right. their priority. They're the main thing in their daddy's eyes. And especially little boys and little girls, when they come in there, they're looking up at daddy. Daddy is their Superman or the, right. the strongest man in the world. Nobody can beat my daddy. My daddy is this, that. And you want to have that image. And every father that is a father has a son that come up and say, I want to be like my daddy. That do something for you. That do something for right. you. But, you know, like I said, but it's you got to look at it and be real with yourself. Are you making the time when you can? I don't think nobody's that busy. You know, you got to work that right. many hours that you can't spend time and do something with your kid. What do you think, Jose?
Yeah, you definitely take at least one day. If it's not, if you can't do it one day, take an hour
yeah.
or two.
Yeah.
You know, just try to, if you can't take an hour, take just those 30 minutes and you and your child, if it's your daughter, go ahead and go out and just go have a sip of coffee or something. Go sit down and just get like a relationship with them that you could go ahead and sit down and have just a basic, it doesn't have to be about nothing. It could just be about the stars. It could be about anything. And, you know, just a standard, you know, whatever it is.
Just let them know that you care. That's why I think, you know, I wonder now, you know, many men are not that emotional. We don't really show that type of love, like, verbally, but we show with our action. I understand that. And again, men, I'm not putting any of you down and trying to make you feel like a wuss if you hug your kids, love on them, whatever, or you just give them tough love, whatever method works for you. I'm just saying. But I believe the kid needs to understand that daddy loves them, no matter male or female. And I know there are some times where life throws so many curves at you that you can't really do what you want to do with your kids. You can't be there or be in the area. But when you can, like you said, if it's just an hour, 30 minutes or 15 seconds, make that the best time you can. You know? I don't right. know. I'm
and,
just saying.
And to add to this, there is no book to be a father. There's yeah. not.
True.
There isn't. I grew up without a dad.
Wow.
So, you know, I said, you know what? When I was playing sports, I didn't have my dad there to look at me in practice or go to a game to sit for me and cheer me on. I didn't have that. Even though I was not a good sportsman or even if I was sitting in the bench, it didn't matter. But I just wanted my parents to be there at the game, just looking at me, just supporting me. If I was in the bench, I would be the greatest bench warmer there was.
Yeah.
If I was in the game, I'd be so proud of myself being happy because my parents were there.
Yep,
you know,
yep.
I would just cheer me on.
Wow,
you know,
wow.
And I didn't have that. So I said, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and be what I was missing as a child, being there for that. Nobody was there for my games and my and supporting me. I said, I'm gonna do the opposite. I'm gonna support my child. I'm gonna push him to be a better person, to let them know that there's a support team behind them, whatever wow. they do.
Yep, that's a good thing. And to add to that, now, I was told the opposite. My dad was there, but my dad was a workaholic. You know, I know he loved me. I know that his job kept him from being there for me or whatever. And when he wasn't there, yeah, it did hurt. But after when I got a little older and I started understanding about life, I had to be very careful because I felt myself doing the very same thing that he was doing with my kids, you know, sitting there and trying to make right. sure that they had and be a provider for them. But what they needed was the time, you know, just like what I needed was the time. And you know, one thing I want to say to you guys, man, is it's never too late to start loving on your children. I mean,
right.
if
never,
they're there, they're never. Available, just show them you love it. And I got older kids now, but I still reach out to them. And some we can build a strong relationship and some is a somewhat relationship. But as long as they know that daddy loves them, I think that's all I can do at this hour. But I'm always going to be there for my kids. And I think fathers, if the kids know that, no matter what relationship that you have, is that they can count on you to be there thick or thin. Now, maybe not to the games. Now, but I'm talking about those things that we feel as men that really count. If they're sick, we're going to be there to wipe their nose. Or if they need some finances to come out, we're going to try to make sure we turn over heaven and hell to make sure that they don't worry or stress. I mean, I kudos go to you all out there. But one thing I learned, man, was where my daddy, and Jose said it, where my daddy didn't show me what I desire, I made sure that I do everything I can for mine. You know, it's a mixed bag. So if somebody may say, well, you know, when you was earlier, you didn't do this or whatever. People are always going to have something to say because people are always trying to find the perfect father or the perfect parent. And none of us are perfect. Like he said, there is no manual to tell us how to be the perfect dad because, believe it or not, we're still learning how to be a man and then be a man over a boy and over a girl. We didn't got all this stuff.
And the thing is, as a man, we don't get mature enough when the 20s, the 18s, we don't get maturity. We don't hit maturity until you start in your late 30s, like in the middle of your 30s.
Wow.
We don't.
Yeah, true.
You know, and so those people that say, oh, I want a real man, unfortunately, a lot of us in life, it doesn't hit us until we get into the middle age of the 30s and over, and we start actually realizing state and making wiser decisions.
Yeah, but you know, that's another thing, too, because most of us had our kids when we were young, when we were still just recently got out of the house of mom. And, you know, first thing we think, we hit our 20s. Hey, we grown now. We ready to settle down or whatever. And we are settled down in one way, but we still have some growing in the other because we get married. And then now we're faced with the somebody dependent on us. And before we know it, boom, we got a kid. Now we got not only the lady, now we have the child and we got to find this. And all that pressure start building up. And we have to deal with the best way we can. And women, again, I'm not taking away from any of you all have to wear multiple hats. But we're talking about the men now. So I know y'all rolling up in your seat, about to beat us men down. And we're going to talk about y'all, not on this podcast, but coming. But we understand that men, like he said, it's a certain age that we get mature. Now, somebody over there, Jose, you know, got offended. Oh, no, man, I was mature at 21. Man, stop lying to yourself. And then, you know,
I tell you this. I had my wife had her, we had our first child at the age of 21. Was I mature where I'm at now? No, I was mature at the time that I said, okay, I need some life changes. I need to start hanging around these people that I call my friends that are actually not my friends. Mm-hmm. So those are some way maturity, but you're not going to get all the maturity that you actually need until you start hitting your 30s and stuff. And the reason why, because the way that life is, we don't make wise decisions.
No.
That's an odd, and we don't. Because we say, for example, we say, we're going to go ahead and get this car, knowing that you work at whatever place making $9 an hour. I'm not trying to put nobody down, but just an example, saying, okay, I make $9 an hour, and I'm going to go get this Benz, and this Benz is way over my budget, but I just want it.
Right.
Because it looks good.
Yeah.
Was that a wise decision? It wasn't.
No.
At the time, we thought, I got a job, so I can afford it. Yeah, but sometimes we need to sit back and say, you know what? I could get the Benz. I'm going to struggle a little bit, but my money's should go to a Honda or something less than that, because if something happens, I got some money to back it up. If the alternator or something goes wrong with the car, I could go ahead and fix it. But no, we don't think like that at certain ages. We don't think about that.
And if I would add to that, and for us that had our kids that didn't go down the route as Jose went and got married and all that. You know, it was one of those late night entertainment things that went wrong. You know, hit it, miss it, or maybe you and your girl thought y'all was ready for one, and then here we are, and then she's not getting rid of it, and you just, you know, you got to make it do what it do. And then you had to grow up somewhat fast and not having a full plan of what tomorrow holds. All you know is you got a kid coming, and you don't know nothing about no formula, you don't know about no Pampers, you don't know about no crying at night, you don't know about no cold, you don't know about no medicine, because if you in perfect health, you ain't thinking about no insurance of any kind, especially medical insurance and stuff like that too.
Right. I'll tell you this, I became a doctor, man. I got four kids. I became a doctor. I used to tell my wife, why are you taking them to the doctor? I said, I'm the doctor. I said, well, look, this is what is going to happen. They got a cold, they're going to give them Motrin. They got this, they're going to give them Motrin. Oh, they got an, they can't sleep, they mouth hurt, they got a fever, their teeth is growing. Things like that.
Yep.
So I was, you know, in the role as a doctor and things like that. So I was like, okay, we already know the situation because we have four kids. And when I tell some people say, hey, you know, my daughter has this, I said, oh, you should do this. We had give them advice, but they like, no, I'm gonna take them to the ER. Okay. I said, then they come back. They say, oh, they just gave them Motrin. Well, I try to tell you,
yep.
I have four kids, you know.
Yep.
But one thing I wanted to share with all you men out there is don't promise your kids anything. Don't. Because we take that. I, as a child, would take a promise and I'll run with it. Don't promise a child that you're going to give them something and you can't do that.
Well, wait. Let me interject, though. I like that. But if you do make a promise, you make sure it comes to fruition. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
yes. If
don't
you make a promise, I was going there. If you make a promise, if it's a piece of candy, if it's a book bag, whatever it is, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Because the kids hold you accountable for these things and these actions that we say that we're going to do. You know, and like I did, my dad lived far, far away. And I wasn't raised by him, but, you know, he promised me this. He promised me the world.
Yeah.
And the world was never given to me.
There it is.
So what I'm saying is this. If you're going to say something to your child, oh, I promise you I'll take you to Disney. I promise I'll take you to the park. We'll go to the movies. Go ahead and keep that promise because they hold you accountable for it.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, I know sometimes it's hard, but try to go the best way that you can with these promises that we promise our child.
Exactly.
I know sometimes we're not might living in the same house. You might not, you know, you have baby mama drama, the wife is not acting right, but try to keep these promises to the kids because I'm telling you, it's almost like a credit. Your credit score is going down and lower and lower.
That's it. Wow, great. And we right there, that's a great segue for us to go ahead and move on out of this and get ready for our next time we're going to have a chit-chat. Hey, listen, you all, we said some valuable things. I hope they're key nuggets for you all. You guys that are doing it, man, keep grinding, man. Keep making it happen. Keep letting your kids know. Because remember this, at the end of the day, you are their front line. You are what makes them create an image of what, for a girl, they want a man to be just like their daddy if you're positive. Or they want a man that's better than your dad if you're negative. And a son that wants to look up and be like dad, if dad is doing everything he's supposed to, I promise you, your son going to raise up and say, that's my dad there. But if he's not, he's going to call you other names. So remember, you're the front line for their future. And we want to encourage all y'all that's doing it, keep rocking it. But if you ain't, hey, man, it's not too late to get started. So this is your boy, JT. And Jose, carry us up out of here, man.
Hold up. You already know. It's your boy.